So I've got my rock collection.
Yeah, when you have four daughters and they bring all this stuff and put it in your garage,
yeah,
you don't take long to fill up.
I imagine.
Four.
What would you call a room where you keep just odds and ends?
Catch all.
Okay. And speaking of the daily housework, you'd say that a woman does what in to the house?
Cleans.
Okay. Anything else?
Oops.
Okay. What do you use to sweep with?
Well, I sweep with a vacuum and I also sweep with my broom.
Okay. If you had a broom and the broom was back in that corner there, see the door's kind of open and the broom is in that corner, you'd say the broom is the door.
Behind the door.
Okay. If all your clothes were dirty, you'd have to do the
laundry.
Okay. And in the laundry, first you have to get them clean, you have to
turn on your water and put them in the soap.
Okay, and you call that the
washing machine?
Okay. And then if they're all wrinkled, you have to do the
ironing. I don't do it all anymore.
Me either. Nobody does.
That's
much. Isn't that great? I mean, I just don't, you know, this stuff doesn't wrinkle.
I don't have one thing I have to iron. When I went to visit my daughter in New Mexico in 1972, she bought me this old funny dress with all these different patches, all of it's not patched, but it's printed on. It's the cutest thing, really. And it's made out of that old unbleached domestic. And it's the only thing in this house that I iron other than a tablecloth and things.
Yeah.
It's the only thing. And I don't iron it because I'm going to put it on around the house. But sometimes I can put it on when it's kind of, yes, long sleeves. And I come in one time when I go play bingo lots of time. I put it on over a pair of pants. And I'm warm enough. So if I fall, you know. And I iron it. Other than that, it never gets ironed.
I don't do it either. What would you call the thing that you use to get from the first floor to the second floor in a two-story house?
Stairs.
Okay. And outside here on the porch, you've got two or three
steps.
Okay. And let's see. You know, sometimes you see a house that has an upstairs, and the only way you can get to the upstairs is there are a whole bunch of these things that are outside. You know, it goes to the second story, and that's the only way you can get there. And what do you call those?
Elevators?
It's the same thing, like a stairs inside, but...
Oh, you mean instead of just called five stairs? No, it wouldn't be the five stairs, would it?
No, some houses were just built that way.
Steps. They built with the outside steps going up. I know that, but
yeah.
I don't recall.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, I was thinking the back of that church, Reverend Bailey's church, Baptist church.
Yeah, he has the steps up there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if the door's open and you don't want it that way, you tell one of your kids to get up and... What, the door?
Close the door.
Okay, or...
Shut the door.
What?
Or shut the door.
Okay. What do you call the kind of boards on the outside of the house that overlap each other, you know, like this?
It's the eaves.
Okay, this one with the whole wall of the house. I don't know if
the siding?
Yeah.
Siding.
Okay, yeah. You might say, every day I take my car and into town. Oh, come on. Every day I take my car.
I'm about to drive it down.
Okay, all right. Okay. And yesterday I took my car and I
broke.
All right. And 4 years I had taken my car and had... What? In the town.
Repeat it.
For years I had taken my car and had...
In rhythm.
Okay. What do you call the thing that covers the top of the house?
The roof.
Okay. And, what do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry water off?
Drainage.